You are watching Romans Road.
You know, I don't know what you're going through this morning. I don't know what your bank account looks like. I don't know how your body feels. I don't know what situations are going on in your life. But did you know God is faithful? And Jesus Christ is faithful. And sometimes He will allow us to suffer for some greater end. You say, I don't like that. You know, He did the same thing with Jesus. Jesus Himself suffered for a greater cause, so you and I could be saved. And even in our suffering, we can look up and see Him that is faithful. And He was buried, but He rose in power.
The ultimate weapon against fear in your life is love. Fear cannot coexist with love. Herein is our love made perfect, perfect there meaning mature or complete, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as He is, so are we in this world. Verse 18, there is no fear in what? Love. But perfect love, mature love, complete love, casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect or complete in love. The Bible says here, fear has torment. It will torment you. Thoughts of impending doom, fear of loss. And fear will torture you as long as you let it. You say, preacher, you don't understand how strong my fears are. You don't understand how much this takes a hold of me. It's very important you understand. I am not minimizing your fear. I'm just telling you maybe something you've never heard. You're not a slave to it. A psychologist, a psychiatrist will say you're a slave to this fear. You are broken. You're always going to be afraid. But God says no. The God of the resurrection can heal you and make you whole. Amen? That's an empowering thought. But it's love, that really perfect love, mature love, that casts out fear. Verse 17 tells us this love is so powerful that when you are convinced God loves you and you're born again, you don't even fear the day of judgment. As a Christian, we don't fear being judged for our sins, do we? We don't have any fear of that. Why? Because we know God loves us.